memories, don't live like people do. Baby, don't forget me. I'm here reflecting on some memories, crazy fun times I've had. Now that I'm on cruise control, I'm just going through the steady Eddie routine of life and enjoying it, enjoying this pace. But gosh, that couldn't have happened without some stories along the way, right? Those college stories, those crazy stories that we won't talk about in front of the wife or the friends. Not the friends, but, you know, people that are kind of judge us a certain way. And I have no problem with that. You know, I'm pretty open. I think I'm a pretty open guy. I'll talk to you about anything. But most of the time, that the reason I don't talk is because people have their comfort level. People are judgmental. And that's something that we always are battling, worried about our reputation. We only have one, right? I know mine, the only one I worry about is the one at work, because I try to be a professional and treat people with respect. But outside of that, just live and let live. Do what you do. Do what you like. And just thinking here are some thoughts that have been spawned back upon me. Gosh, this is some good shit. Yeah, I just remember one time visiting out west. I used to go out west all the time, but that's something that I've curtailed. It was a really close destination for me to live in as well. It came down to Atlanta and Phoenix. Really close. Like pulling the trigger close. But I chose Atlanta. Anyways, went out west and one of my many trips, touched base with friends. And that, you know, out and about night. Got there socializing. And before we got the night started, you know, I got the roll call. Who's going, not going. And I was told, hey, you know, Mino, this chick here, you know, she'll probably like you. She's into black guys. And out west, I'm black. You know, anything west of the Mississippi, I am black. There's no Dominican out there, no Puerto Rican, nothing. It's like you're Asian, white, Mexican, or black. That's it. So I went ahead and she told me that. Not she, but my friend told me that. Said, hey, this girl's coming out tonight, man. She's all about the dark, mate. Okay, good to know. And so we got a bunch of us together, and it was so fucking funny because I knew that was going on. And it was funny because I had my friend sister even telling me, you know, she likes you, right? I'm like, I'm just hanging out. Yeah, I'm not saying anything here. But we went out the night, and the whole time my other buddy, he's just yapping it up, just being the white knight. And that's when I was in my dark mode, meaning that I was in Darth Vader mode. I figured out how women worked. I figured out that they just didn't resonate or respond to people being nice and courteous and chivalrous. That shit only resonates when they've already been married and have like 3 kids and it look like shit. That's when they'll say, I want me a nice guy. I want that nice guy. Where is he at? That's when they're going to the high school reunions and they're trying to find them. Oh, you were so nice to me. Oh, gosh, the sweetest guy. I should have been with you. You know, after it's all said and done. So, yeah, so he was still probably in that mode, that chivalrous white knight mode, trying to sweep a woman off her feet by the things they say. And I knew what was up. And he was talking to the girl that liked dark meat. That's all the heads up I got. So the whole night, I didn't say one word to her. I was just hanging out, acting alpha, just chilling, not minding my business. Obviously, we're all drinking, and we go back. And as we go back to the apartment, I keep laughing, and I explain why. But so anyway, I go back, and I just grab her. I say, hey, look, come to the room with me. And she was with my buddy the whole time talking to her. He was just, it was funny because I'm thinking back, oh my gosh, you're such a nice guy. I can't believe, you know, I want a guy like you. She was just speaking all that rhetoric in the car. And I was like, yeah, right. Right. You're talking all that shit. I know where this goes. I've heard this one before. This playbook, I've heard one too many times. I know what you really want. You want an asshole to come and grab you. And that's what I did. And then tonight, oh, come here, girl. Come to the room with me. Come to the room. That's that. Next thing you know, my buddy that I just kind of took his girl away, that he was working on the whole night, he was flexing his mouth on. He took off. He was so angry. Next thing you know, you hear the door slamming, car tires peeling out of the parking lot. He was not happy. And then I had a shitty performance because I was like a lot of drunk. So I definitely didn't perform up to standards. And it was funny because when I left, I guess the next day she was just crying for my buddy. It's like, I wish I would have went with him. Yeah, that's what they all say. I know the story. But I'm not like that anymore. Trust me. I'm very nice. I'm very chill now. I avoid it all. I'm actually trying to go meditate this weekend at the beach. I'm going to disconnect my phone. I'm going to disconnect from everyone and anything. I'm going to do it for 2 days. Just not hear from anyone. I'm just going to check my email first thing in the morning. Just in case there's an emergency, I'm going to let, you know, people know that I need to know. And everyone else, kick rocks. It's not that important to get a hold of me. I need some me time. But just got me laughing at that story, man. It's just so many stories like that we all have where just craziness happens. Another time, I went to see, you know, that same region. And it was started AOL times. The AOL, you know how like we were doing instant messaging and all started AOL, man, and you did that, and people would just go in chat rooms, and then you just kind of throw the asex location type of thing, ASL, and you go from there, and then, you know, people send you pictures, but they were fake. So anyway, my buddy was a master at picking up girls. That was his thing. Like, he was very shy. He's very quiet, doesn't like to socialize, doesn't go out to drink, but you get him in that internet world, man, he was just shooting fish in a barrel. Some people have that magic. I don't. I don't have that ability to. People talk about Tinder. I've never met anyone from Tinder. Never. Ever. From Tinder. So I must be really ugly, or just the area that I live in sucks. I don't know. But, you know, I don't have luck with online. I'm more of a, you know, if we work together or if we work out, something where we're socializing, because I tend to be more of a people person live, and, you know, over the phone, whatever it is, you know, I can conversate. I have no problem doing that and engaging. I've gotten comfortable with that. But anyway, but my buddy was a monster with that, man. He would just be reeling girls in left and right. And I was like, dude, I suck at that. Here, I sent him some pictures of me. We're out there. He's like, man, no, I could hook you up. I'm like, dude, you can't hook me up. Come on, stop it. Dude hooked me up that same day. And I go to the girl's house and, okay, I'm getting some head. Cool. Right on. Way to go, bud. You hooked me up, man. Online works. That's when I got the taste of it. But this is the kicker. This is one of the crazier nights that I've had. So go back. You know, I go back for round two, and I bring another buddy of mine. And so it's three of us. So it's my buddy that I'm visiting there, and then another one that comes with me. So it's three of us. So we go see her for round two. And we say, okay, well, you know, my buddy, he's really shy. He's a virgin. Can you hook him up, you know, with a blowjob? And she goes, sure. And my buddy gets the blowjob. And then she comes back and tells me, I don't think he was a virgin. you know, that's what he told me. That's what he told me, all right? So I'm just going by that. And so anyway, we go hang out. We continue. She has a brother. And for some reason, the brother is having a big argument out front in the front yard. Something's going on, and, you know, she goes out to check what's going on, and her mom comes at me hard. I remember from the first time she looked at me and smiled when I first came over to visit, but the second time she was letting it be known, like, hey, what's up? You're so sexy, whatever it is. All right. I'm like, okay, that's all it took. Next thing you know, I'm going upstairs with her, and she's giving me an amazing, amazing blowjob. I'm like, wow. Blows away the young one. The girl, her daughter, the one that I hooked up with initially. So the one downstairs, the younger girl, the one that I initially hooked up with, I hooked up with her mom as well. Just a blowjob. I'm like, wow, that was epic. And then the guys are fighting out in the front yard. And then the girl realizes that her mom came in and swooped me up. And she was saying, Mom, I can't believe you did that. I mean, this was totally redneck-ish, but it's out west, so I don't know what to call it. And they lived in a house, and it wasn't in a ghetto area per se, so I don't know what to make of it. Dysfunctional family? What is that label? I don't know. But, yeah, that was a pretty interesting night. But, yeah, so they were all – and it was funny because then the brother that was fighting in front of the – front lawn, then it became BFFs. And then as I walk out, he's telling me, remember, that's the girl's sister, that's the mom's son. Hey, man, hopefully you had a great time with her. I'm like, wow, I need to get the fuck out of here fast, all right? I mean, it was really bad stuff. And then my buddy, the third one, he's trying to get in on some action. Nothing happened, though. Then he gives her a parting shot. Well, fuck you then. Your mom sucks better dick than you. Ouch. So, yeah, man. It's very interesting adventures out there in this world that I've had. You know, you kind of just pick up random. I mean, I think, you know, people tell me Vegas is crazy. And I never had any adventures like that. I think Tampa is probably the most craziest place I've been to. That's where I had, without a doubt, the most adventures. I used to say back in the day, the 727 hoes. Anybody from Clearwater, St. Pete, I mean, fucking pure freaks for some reason. I don't know what the heck's going on out there, but it was like, if I met a girl out at Tampa when I was back in my day, if I went to Ybor, if I went to Channel Side, and it's like 727, my antennas went up. I was like, uh-oh, this is going to be a good one. And sure, I mean, that's the best area code. So if a girl gives me a 727, I know what's up. I was like, oh, yep. You're in. But I would have so many adventures in Tampa, random. I mean, I remember just one time getting a blowjob right there in public outside the club. People looking at me and shit. Yeah. Remember another time going upstairs, getting played with in front of people. I mean, on the dance floor, everything. I mean, you can think of it. It's happened in Tampa, not in Vegas. So that's kind of where I always put my hand up and say, I don't agree with the whole Vegas nostalgia. Like, it's not, I think it's there if you push it, but it's like Tampa just seems like they threw it at me during a good run when I was going out there. Because, you know, when I would go visit, during my college years, I would just go to Tampa. I would never stay in town in Lakeland. Remember, I grew up there. I had high school there, middle school, high school. In college, so I wasn't going there and have people know my business. I've always been that way. So I would just head on out of town, and I wasn't an Orlando fan. The only thing at that time was Pleasure Island. So, you know, the only thing I would do was, okay, I'll go back to Tampa, go to Ybor, go to downtown. That was it. That was the place to go. So I did that every weekend. I would go up that way, and it was a great time. And I would just go up there after, you know, weekends, everything. And I just met girls out there in Tampa all the time, left and right. So it was just a carousel of action that happened. I remember one time having 10 phone numbers of legit people that I, you know, did something with from Tampa. It was just really crazy. And again, I mean, it's nowhere like that now. You know, I'm just such in a different zone with my adventures, with the people I know. But it's good to get that memory bank open, those files open once in a while. But without a doubt, I'll say Tampa, I've had are the freakiest, the most craziest, the most open-minded. Definitely girls there, without a doubt. That's, I mean, to me, it tops Vegas. Like, I don't think I've, like I said, Vegas, nothing has happened in Vegas with me like that. I think I had just, the last time I went, I had one occasion. I think it was the last time I went. But other than that, I mean, I've been going out there for 10 years. Nothing's happened. The most I did was talk. Talk. Hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah, you want a drink? Cool. Touch a drink, no problem. But, no, I just didn't, like I said, I just don't have the magic when it comes to online dating. When it comes to places like Vegas, I just don't get lucky, man. I'm a fucking cooler.
Everybody in the rap world today, pull up a chair and parlay. It's actually PNP Rock.
Yeah,
they got something to say. Coming at you with the rapture.
No.
For the 9-double trade.
Come on.
How we do it every day.
Sam.
Bust the flavor. I represent from the East Coast.